Welcome to an audio reading of Pieces of Iowa's Past. This publication, issued by the Iowa State Capitol Tour Guides of the Legislative Services Agency weekly during the legislative session, features historical facts about Iowa, the Capitol, and the early workings of state government. Portions of each article may have items not practicable for oral interpretation. To see all accompanying photographs, select journal pages, portions of bills, newspaper articles, and other graphics, please view the hard copy versions at www.legis.iowa.gov and select the Resources and Civic Educations tab.
Pieces of Iowa's Past. This week, Jeremiah Smith built Iowa's first capital, April 3, 2019. Jeremiah Smith built Iowa's first capital. Jeremiah Smith Jr., also known as Major Smith, built the first capital in the Iowa District of Wisconsin Territory. Smith was born in Ohio in March 1802 and moved with his family to Illinois. He served in the Mounted Rifle Brigade in 1832 during the Black Hawk War. Smith arrived in Burlington in 1833 before Iowa became a territory in 1838. He had a farm about a mile and a half outside of town and owned property in town on Water Street along the Mississippi River, where he built a warehouse and a store. Smith was a representative from Des Moines County on the Iowa side of the Mississippi, and Peter Hill Engel was a representative from Dubuque County at the Wisconsin Territorial Legislature in Belmont, Wisconsin. Smith convinced the Wisconsin Territorial Legislature to move the temporary seat of government to Burlington on the Iowa side of the river by promising to build a capital using his personal funds. The Wisconsin Territorial Legislature passed an act locating the seat of government at Burlington until March 4, 1839, unless buildings were to be completed sooner in Madison. In the summer of 1837, Smith erected a two-story frame building that measured 40 feet by 70 feet. The Wisconsin Territorial Legislature convened in Smith's capital in Burlington on November 6, 1837. The council occupied the second story and the House of Representatives occupied the lower story. Each of the legislative chambers had a lobby separated from the chamber by a proper railing. It was heated with hearths and a stove in the lobby. The Burlington newspaper described the building as handsomely built and a great improvement, as a desk was furnished for each member rather than a single table that was provided in Belmont. On December 12, 1837, Smith's capital burned down along with seven other structures, including his other property on Water Street. Smith spent several years trying to recoup his losses from the U.S. government. He claimed that the government owed him for the cost of the capital. Unfortunately, Smith was not successful in convincing officials in Washington that he should be reimbursed for a building he owned and had neglected to insure. The Wisconsin Territorial Legislature continued its session in Burlington, with the Council and House of Representatives using temporary quarters in two separate structures. On July 4, 1838, Iowa became a territory, and the Iowa Territorial Legislature convened in Burlington and leased space in the Zion Methodist Church for $1,200. Smith did not serve in the Iowa Territorial Legislature or in the Iowa State Legislature after Iowa became a state on December 28, 1846. Smith remained in Iowa. Sources state he concentrated on farming until his death. Two named Jeremiah Smith. There is a second Jeremiah Smith found in Iowa's history. The second Jeremiah Smith was known also as Jeremiah Smith Sr. or possibly Colonel Smith. To tell the story of Jeremiah Smith Jr., one must include a little about Jeremiah Smith Sr. Oftentimes, the two were confused. Even the federal government paid Jeremiah Smith Sr. $4,000 that was owed to Jeremiah Smith Jr. Although the mistake was finally remedied, the case against Smith Sr. was dismissed, and the U.S. Treasury never recovered the money that had been mistakenly paid to Smith Sr.